The Mayville football team moves on to level two of the postseason after a big win over Milwaukee Academy of Sciences. You got Oostburg coming to town on Friday night. Coach, looking at your first round matchup, are you happy with how your team performed in that victory over Milwaukee Academy of Science?
I was. We were real pleased with the performance of our team, just because the unknown of Milwaukee Academy of Science. Independent school, play a lot of big schools, and they were very competitive, and they're extremely athletic, and they had a lot of speed. So we were forced to do things that we are not accustomed to, but I thought our guys, coaching staff, did a great job of coaching the boys up, and the boys did a great job of executing.
You know, defensively, it looked like you gave up a big play early. Was that a matter of then your team was able to maybe adjust to that speed, or what happened on the one score, and then you pretty much settled in and did your thing?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was just a little underestimation of just exactly how fast they were, and then after that, we were able to adjust and keep in front of us.
You know, when you can't teach, they always say can't teach speed, right? That's one of the things, you can't simulate that in practice, so until you see it for real out on the football field, that's where you kind of get a feel for what's going on out there?
Yeah, I mean, exactly right, and that's the reason why I was so nervous last week coming into it, because we haven't seen speed like that, but you know, after feeling it, our guys were able to adjust. We have some pretty athletic boys, too.
Coach, Oostburg coming to town, the Dutchman out of that Big East conference that seemed like it's got like 30 schools into it. Just what have you learned about Oostburg and your thoughts on that team as your level two opponent?
Completely the opposite of what we just played. Oostburg, they're a power football team. Instead of spreading it out and passing it around, they like to keep the formations pretty tight, and they like to run you over. Really well-coached team. You can tell that they're fundamentally sound on both sides of the ball. They look like they got pretty good size, and they play real competitive football. It's going to be a heck of a matchup.
How much film work do you put in your staff, put in your kids, put in as you get ready for, you know, these unfamiliar opponents week in and week out when you get to the postseason?
Well, just as much as we put in anybody else. You know, I can't speak for the kids. We do test them every Monday and try to find out exactly how much knowledge they have about their opponent before they get information from us. But, you know, our usual game plan is, you know, we play Friday night, try to enjoy it, absorb the victory on Saturday, and then right away Sunday morning we're getting to work, and it's pretty much an all-day affair. And then throughout the week we just keep dabbing into it, trying to find new things about our opponent.
Coach, just what are some of the keys to the game if you want to move on to level three with the win over Oostburg on Friday night?
You know, I think it's like any other game. When you start getting into level twos, threes, and fours, you know, all the teams are pretty good. So it ultimately comes down to executing, knowing your assignments. Number one, your preparation is key. Number two, you have to eliminate the turnovers and also kind of minimize the big plays. And usually the teams that do that are ones that come out on top on these.
Expecting another big crowd on Friday night at your place?
I'm hoping so. You know, our fans have been pretty fantastic this year. They've been really supportive with not only their time but their resources and trying to help us become the best team that we can be. And we love them, and we love seeing them around, and hope to see them again this Friday.
Coach Scott Hilbert, I appreciate the time, and good luck against the Dutchman.
Thank you. Appreciate it.